بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. What I want you to do is to change some of this language. For example, you are saying most people are not sincere. What people should do is this, this, this. Most people do not believe in Jannah. What people should do is this, this, this. Most people do not believe in the Day of Judgment. What they should do. Now change this language, right? Change this language. From today onwards, do not use the term, the phrase, most people. From today onwards, do not use the term they. What term must you use?
I.
Very nice. Very smart. I. Most people doesn't matter. Let most people do whatever it is. I. And suddenly, you will wake up. And you will realize what a frightening statement that is. So instead of saying most people are not sincere, say to yourself, I am not sincere. Is it true? If it is true, then we have to change that. If it is not true, if you say, well, yes, indeed, I am sincere, Alhamdulillah, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if you think you are sincere and even if you are sincere, our level of sincerity is never going to be what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from it. So still make some istighfar and still make tawbah, but make that with everything. Use the term I, me, my charity, I am sincere, I am not sincere, I believe in Jannah, I believe in Allah, I don't believe in Jannah, I don't believe in Allah, I believe in the Akhirah, I don't believe in the Akhirah, I, why? Because we are egocentric maniacs? No. Why? Because I am the only one who can change, I am the only one who can change myself. Yes or no? And I'll give you an example. I'll give you a live example that happened in this class. What is that live example? Yesterday, I mentioned to you the importance of tahajjud. Right? When I mentioned that importance of tahajjud, all of you who are here today were here yesterday. I see one or two new faces, so they were not there. But other than that, everybody was here yesterday when we talked about the importance of tahajjud and the benefit of tahajjud. Right? Now, I want a show of hands. How many people prayed tahajjud today? Some of you mentioned it. Just a show of hands. How many people prayed tahajjud today? Right? That is not even... I mean, I'm seeing like about 6 or 7 hands. Some of you may have had a, you know, reason, shara'i reason for not praying. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people who could have prayed. Who prayed Salatul Fajr, inshallah? Did everybody pray Salatul Fajr, or should I ask this question also? So you prayed Salatul Fajr, but tahajjud, even though yesterday we talked about that, yesterday you heard that, yesterday you all agreed, despite that, only about 6 or 7 people prayed tahajjud. Now may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you a long and happy life, inshaAllah. But supposing all of us die today. Today, supposing all of us are dead. Before tomorrow morning, which is before Isha, if all of us dead, who will be the people in whose book of deeds that tahajjud is written? Those who heard about tahajjud? Those who talked about tahajjud? Or those who prayed tahajjud? Which one? Prayed tahajjud. That's why I said, let us get out of this very ridiculous culture of talking and listening. Speaking and listening. So-and-so is a great speaker. Please never ever do this mistake of introducing me as that. Do whatever violence you want on anybody else. Don't do it on me. Great speaker. What is this? I told you, no, speaker is a parrot. It doesn't matter what we say. It doesn't matter what we hear. What matters is what we do. That's the only thing which counts. So those of you who prayed tahajjud, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it. Those of you who did not pray tahajjud, may Allah give you the tawfiq to pray, because this is the opportunity that we will have. I won't even say as long as we are alive, because may Allah give you all good, happy and contented lives. But there are people who are alive, they are not even badly sick or something, but they are involved in something or the other where they cannot pray. They don't have the time, something is there, they are involved, or maybe they are not well or something. They cannot pray tahajjud even if they want. So what happens? So act. And when must you act? First opportunity. Don't delay it. So now you can't pray tahajjud now, obviously. But the first opportunity of tahajjud is when? Tonight. Is it clear? So will you pray tahajjud tonight, inshallah? Everybody. Second question, let me ask you. How many of you know that you, the living ones, are sadqatul jariyah for your parents and your grandparents who have passed away? Anybody here who does not know this? You all know this, right? You are the ongoing charity for your parents, for your grandparents. How many of you, well, since six people prayed tahajjud, so I can't, there's no point in asking that question. But I'm saying, let me just ask the question anyway. How many of you prayed for your parents who have passed away and grandparents who have passed away? How many of you prayed for them and made dua for them in tahajjud today? Obviously, same six people who lifted up their hands. Did anybody pray tahajjud and not make the dua? Is there some lousy child here like this? You get the point I'm making. Which also brings me to another point, which is the importance of bringing up children properly. Because just like you wake up and you don't pray for your parents, and you don't pray for your grandparents, you do not make dua for them, what right do you have to expect that your children will wake up and make dua for you? Your parents and your grandparents gave up their life for you. Yes? They struggled, they invested, they did all kinds of things for you. They took all kinds of decisions which were sometimes detrimental to themselves in order to help you and benefit you. How many people do we know who give up lucrative careers because children are in a good school? We don't want to move them from that school. Now for my career, I have to go and live in some other country, some other place. I won't go there. I will stay here. They do this. Always first priority for spending is always the children. The father won't say, no, I need a new pair of shoes. You know, the child needs new pair of shoes. Hey, let him walk. What the hell? No need. Doesn't need shoes. Let him wear old shoes. I need shoes. Does anyone do that? Not to my knowledge. They should do it. Frankly, if you ask me, I think they should do that. Good for the child also. He'll know the importance of taking care of his shoes and wearing old shoes. So I recommend to all the fathers, forget about these kids. They won't pray for you anyway. I mean, you know, spend your money. And I'm saying they don't pray for you anyway because you're not praying for your parents. So what? Big deal, huh? Seriously, my brothers and sisters, focus on action. Focus on yourself. It doesn't matter, the whole world goes to Jannah. If you don't get there, what happened? The whole world goes to Jahannam and you are saved? Alhamdulillah. I remember a piece of advice which a stranger, I don't even know his name. There was this Arab gentleman, I was in Jamaat in America somewhere, I can't remember now which place, but small, very small town. So we were in Jamaat there and I was asked to speak after Maghrib, you know, the bayan. So I gave the bayan and then after Salatul Isha, this elderly Arab gentleman, he came and told me, he said, I want to give you some advice. So I said, please, I'm very happy, please give me advice. He said, your bayan was very nice, I liked it very much and so on. He said, my advice to you is, don't become a Flintstone. Not the cartoon, Flintstones. You know what is a Flintstone? All of you are modern kids. That's why we take them to Yala. Put them there, they will die. They don't know how to take care of themselves. Flintstone is, you know, you knock two stones, and you get a spark and you light a fire. When you don't have something to light the fire, you knock the stones. Right? He said, do not be a Flintstone. I instantly knew what he was saying. But I wanted him to tell me. So I said, what do you mean, sir? Don't be a Flintstone. He said, a Flintstone is one which lights everybody else's fire, but the stone is cold. Yeah? He said, don't be a Flintstone. Light your own fire first. Because otherwise you will light everybody else's fire. You are going to be giving this great talk and this great lecture and the great this and the great that. Everybody else is going to Jannah and next thing you know, you And there will be people like this. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there will be people like this on the day of judgment. People will say, this man used to tell us so many good things. What happened to him today? Because of this man, I did so many good things. How come he is here? In the wrong place. Because that man only talked. And maybe he talked because he was being paid for it. So he took some money for him. It was business. He was giving a lecture. He got a fees. He went home. Khalas. The people listening, they listened with sincerity. They listened with honesty. It moved their hearts. They changed their lives. They went about and they were the people who actually got the gains. But this great speaker, he spoke, he got his fees and he went home. And when he goes before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is nothing there. So don't be that. Change your language. Me. I must change. And monitor your life every single day. Go and say, yesterday was this way. My brother yesterday who said I don't see him here today. He said we must keep a book and take a hisab every day. That's what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu said, take your hisab before your hisab is taken. This is my point is this. There is nothing here which I am telling you which you guys have not heard before. Because many of you here are what I call professional course attenders. PCS. No, I know you. I mean, I know a lot of you. I know which courses you attend. I know who teaches those courses. So I call them professional course attenders. Their job is to attend courses. Which is good for the organizers. Because you go and you pay a fees and so on and so on. My courses are free, but other people charge you. So you pay the fees, they get the money. Here you are only paying for your food and the hotel, that thing else. I mean, nobody is making money from here. There is no point in being a professional course attender. Go and apply. Make a promise to yourself. If you go to a course, say to yourself, I will not attend another course until I have applied what I learnt in the last course in my life. Until then, I will not attend. I don't care who comes. I don't care what they are teaching. I will not go to that course. I don't want knowledge to become a witness against me. So what I do, I will apply in my life. And believe me, this was the way of the Sahaba. I told you the story, Abdullah ibn Umar radhiyallahu anhu. He said, we take 10 ayats from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we apply them in our lives. Only then we go for the next 10. They don't go, give me more. No, give me more. First I will apply, let me be satisfied, this thing is working for me, now I go for 10 more. So make a promise to yourself, you will not attend another course. Whether I teach it and somebody else teaches it, I'm not trying to do other people out of their business, even though I consider Islam as a business to be haram. But I'm saying, even if I come here to Sri Lanka, I don't want to see any of your faces here in my course unless you have applied what you are learning here. If you have not applied here, by all means, please come. Give me a hug. Say salam. I'll give you a chocolate and go home. Don't sit in the course. Really? Why would you do that? Don't be a professional course attender. It's a musibat. It's a curse. Right? Attend a course. Apply what you learn. Once you've applied, you're satisfied, alhamdulillah, now go attend another course. I've got no problem. You can attend every single course if you want, as long as you are focused on application. People only collect the course material books. Please don't do that. Apply what we learn. This is what Islam is. Islam is about application. Islam is not about talking. Islam is not about listening. Alright? وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَآلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ